Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Wine for Normal People by Elizabeth Schneider is a practical, plain-spoken guide to understanding and enjoying wine without the intimidation and status signaling that can surround it. Written by a certified sommelier and the creator of the Wine for Normal People podcast, the book sits in the accessible wine education genre, part handbook, part confidence builder, and part reference you can return to when a label, a restaurant list, or a tasting note makes you feel lost. Schneider breaks down core wine concepts with a friendly tone and visual learning tools such as charts, maps, and lists. Rather than urging readers to memorize obscure facts, she focuses on usable knowledge, how to taste and describe what you like, how grapes and regions shape style, what happens in winemaking that affects flavor, and how to buy wine without feeling judged. The overall purpose is empowerment. It is for everyday drinkers who want to learn enough to make better choices and have more fun, while keeping wine personal and unpretentious. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning to taste wine without intimidation. A central promise of the book is that tasting is a learnable skill, not a talent reserved for insiders. Schneider emphasizes practical steps that help readers pay attention to what is in the glass, observing appearance, using smell as a major source of information, and then tasting with intention. The aim is not to recite expert jargon, but to build a personal, usable vocabulary that connects sensations to preferences. This approach reduces the common anxiety that there is a single correct answer in wine. Instead, readers are encouraged to notice patterns such as fruit character, acidity, sweetness level, tannin texture in reds, and how body or weight feels on the palate. The book also supports readers who struggle to put aromas into words by normalizing that tasting notes are approximations and that everyone starts somewhere. By focusing on repeatable techniques and everyday language, the book helps wine drinkers become more confident when comparing bottles, talking with friends, or making sense of what they enjoy. The result is a calmer, more curious relationship with wine that prioritizes experience over performance. Secondly, grapes, styles, and why wine tastes the way it does. To make wine feel less mysterious, the book connects what readers taste to a few major drivers of style. One is grape variety. Different grapes tend to express different typical profiles, and learning a handful of common varieties can quickly improve buying decisions. Another driver is climate and growing conditions, which influence ripeness, acidity, and the balance between fresh and riper flavors. Schneider uses approachable explanations to show why the same grape can produce very different wines depending on where it is grown. She also highlights the role of winemaking choices that shape texture and flavor, such as how a wine is fermented, whether it spends time in oak, and how it is handled before bottling. Rather than drowning readers in chemistry, she frames these factors as cause and effect, what choices generally lead to brighter, lighter styles versus richer, fuller ones, and what choices can create more structure or softness. This topic matters because it shifts wine selection from guessing based on a label to making informed predictions. When readers understand the basic levers that influence taste, they can explore with purpose, avoid frequent disappointments, and describe what they like in a way that leads to better recommendations. Thirdly, wine regions and the value of place. Wine can be confusing partly because bottles often emphasize geography rather than grape variety, especially in many traditional European regions. Schneider addresses this by introducing regions in a way that is designed for non-specialists' clear, digestible overviews, supported by maps and structured summaries. The goal is not to turn readers into historians of appellations, but to help them recognize that place carries information about style, typical grapes, and common labeling conventions. By learning the broad logic of how regions signal identity, readers can better decode bottles that might otherwise look like a wall of unfamiliar names. The book also treats regional knowledge as a tool for exploration rather than a badge of expertise. Understanding where a wine comes from can help predict whether it will lean crisp or plush, light or powerful, and whether it is likely to show certain kinds of aromas and structure. This regional lens also gives readers a way to branch out if they enjoy a particular style. They can look for other places that tend to produce similar profiles. In that sense, place becomes a practical roadmap for discovery, not an intimidating exam. Fourthly, how wine is made and why production choices matter. Schneider includes an accessible look at the winemaking process to show how much expertise and decision-making goes into a bottle. Readers get a clearer picture of the basic stages, from grapes to fermentation to aging and bottling, and how each stage can influence what they taste. This knowledge helps demystify concepts that appear in casual wine talk, such as oak influence, tannin management in reds, and why some wines are meant to be fresh, while others are built to develop over time. The book does not treat production as a purely technical subject. It frames it as the behind-the-scenes explanation for familiar experiences, like why one red feels drying and structured while another feels soft and easy. By connecting technique to sensory outcomes, Schneider helps readers stop seeing wine quality as magical or arbitrary. Even when a topic is complex, the emphasis stays on what is useful for drinkers, understanding the trade-offs producers face, recognizing cues that signal a wine is crafted for a certain style, and appreciating why certain wines cost more. This foundation also supports better conversations with retailers and restaurants because readers can ask more precise questions. Lastly, buying, labels, and everyday wine etiquette. A major practical payoff of the book is guidance on navigating real buying situations, shops, restaurant lists, and social settings where wine can feel high pressure. Schneider provides strategies for selecting wine based on budget and preference, and for approaching recommendations without feeling judged. Label reading is a key part of this topic because labels often communicate different things depending on country and producer tradition. By learning what information is commonly included and what it tends to imply, readers can make smarter choices quickly. The book also addresses etiquette from a normal person perspective enough to help readers feel comfortable at dinners, parties, and restaurants without turning wine into a rigid set of rules. This approach reinforces the book's broader anti-snobbery stance. Wine is treated as a product meant to be enjoyed, and confidence is built through simple frameworks like knowing what you like, knowing how to describe it, and knowing how to ask for help effectively. These skills matter because they reduce costly trial and error and make wine feel more accessible. Over time, readers can build a reliable personal sense of value and style while staying open to learning. In conclusion, Wine for Normal People is best for readers who enjoy drinking wine, but do not want the hobby to come with anxiety, pretension, or the feeling that they must memorize a private language. Complete beginners will gain a clear starting structure how to taste, how to name what they perceive, and how to connect basic concepts like acidity, tannin, and body to what they like. Intermediate drinkers who already know a few grapes or regions will benefit from the way Schneider organizes information into practical decision tools, especially for buying and label decoding. The most immediate benefit is confidence. Readers learn to ask better questions in a store or restaurant, choose bottles more reliably within a budget, and communicate preferences in everyday terms that lead to good recommendations. Intellectually, the book gives a grounded understanding of why wines differ, tying together grape variety, region, and production choices without burying the reader in technical detail. What makes it stand out among introductory wine books is its combination of breadth and approachability. It aims to be comprehensive while keeping the tone friendly and non-judgmental. Instead of treating expertise as a gatekeeping device, it treats knowledge as a way to increase pleasure, curiosity, and personal freedom in how you drink. If you would like to support Elizabeth Schneider, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.